Regulations are coming for gaming and esports. Bluestone shines after a dull start. Big funding round for Viva Services. OpenAI rolls out an India-specific pricing plan for ChatGPT.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. With that, let's move to our top story this evening. Now, the government's proposed online gaming bill seeks to draw a clear distinction between esports and social electronic games on one hand, and also proposes to set up a dedicated regulator for online gaming. So this is going to be an important development because regulations are coming for online gaming, and there is going to be a clear distinction between esports and other forms of gaming. Now, my colleagues have accessed a draft of this bill that's going to be presented tomorrow in the parliament. So according to sources, the government is looking to encourage the rapidly growing esports industry by providing a clear legal framework to govern competitions, recognition, and compliance. Now, while we told you, it is also going to set up a dedicated regulator for online gaming. So this bill is going to be called the Draft Bill Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025. The nodal ministry for this is the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY, and it's aimed at promoting competitive gaming as a legitimate sport while curbing illegal betting practices. So the government really wants to encourage the rapidly growing esports industry by providing a clear legal framework. Now, it's also proposing the establishment of a national esports authority. At the same time, if they find people wagering in competitive gaming, there could be penal provisions. So, in fact, you know, one particular line in this draft bill says that any person found promoting or engaging in betting in esports or social electronic games shall be punishable with fine and imprisonment. Now, this provision is really designed to act as a deterrent to those attempting to misuse competitive gaming platforms by explicitly defining the offense as well as linking it to punishment. The draft bill also prohibits the promotion of money games. So no person is going to be allowed to advertise, promote, or facilitate any money game or betting activity in any form, including online platforms or intermediaries. So, you know, we are still awaiting some clarity on this bill, because while it's very big on esports, what does this mean for real money gaming platforms like Dream 11, MPL, Games 24/7, you know, what about other gaming platforms that has money riding on it? We'll have to really wait and see what this means for the wider real money gaming industry. But clearly the government taking some serious steps here to curb betting of any form and also giving a big leg up to esports. Moving away from that story to an IPO listing that was keenly awaited from the new age economy, we're talking about omnichannel jewelry retailer Bluestone. Now, Bluestone's shares settled nearly 5% higher on the debut day on August 19th after a discount listing of its shares on the stock exchanges. So its shares closed at 542 rupees per share, which was a moderate 5% rise from the issue price, while the stock was up 6.27% higher from its opening price. So what's really going to be a trigger for the Bluestone stock? Well, my colleagues in the market team spoke to some analysts who say that Bluestone's capital efficiency, inventory turns, as well as store level break-even timelines is going to dominate post-listing conversations. So for long-term confidence, the company will need to demonstrate profitability and discipline in execution. Well, we have one new age IPO out of the way, but remember, there are at least half a dozen or more to go. So we'll really have to wait and see what, you know, the fate of IPOs such as Cure Foods, Wakefit, Lenskart, Meesho, Grow, Pine Labs, etc. is going to be. But at least Axle-backed Bluestone is now out of the way. Moving on from Bluestone to a deal in the private space, we're talking about housing finance platform Weaver Services. Now, they have raised $170 million in a round led by Lightspeed and Premji Invest with participation from Gaja Capital. So this startup, Weaver Services, is going to tap into the growing demand for the affordable housing segment with a focus on self-employed individuals. Now, this was a Money Control news break from July that's finally gotten confirmed. So this investment is going to accelerate Weaver's asset acquisition, fund technology development, and also expand its reach in tier 2 and tier 3 cities. So what's interesting about Weaver Services is its founding team. This is not a bunch of 20-something founders. Its founder, Satrajit Bhattacharya, is an industry veteran with 3 decades of experience in HDFC Limited. And as part of his relationship, its former chief, KK Mistry, has also invested some money in the company. And his co-founder, CEO Anil Koturi, has also worked in the financial services sector for over 3 decades across companies such as Edelweiss and Citi. So this is going to be an interesting play to start up for a housing finance platform founded by industry veterans. Let's see how it pans out. Finally, if you're a ChatGPT enthusiast, there are reasons you should feel happy today, because OpenAI has finally rolled out a new subscription plan called ChatGPT Go, and this is exclusively for users in India. So the pricing tier is also very different. It's going to be priced at ₹399 per month, and it's among the company's most affordable offerings, and it's really designed to provide wider services to popular ChatGPT features at a lower entry cost. So what does the Go plan have? Well, it includes all features available in the free tier, along with extended access to GPT-5, which, remember, is OpenAI's flagship model. So subscribers will get higher message limits, more daily image generations, additional file uploads, as well as expanded use of advanced data analysis tools. Now, the plan also doubles the memory available compared to free accounts, allowing for longer context retention in conversations. Now, you know, this was a long-standing demand, not just from individual consumers, but startups as well, that ChatGPT, OpenAI should have a separate pricing tier for India. Looks like that has come through, and why not? Because as Sam Altman has said before, India is one of their fastest growing markets, and it will have their largest user base going forward. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. We hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.